Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
And now, a man who can pronounce our new basketball coach's name easily, from Fox 6 Sports, Tim Van Buren.
Morning, Timmy. How are you?
Well, I'm great. Easily, though. Is that a little presumptuous?
Easily. I heard you do it. You sliced through it like soft
now
butter.
Maybe while you're sitting at the breakfast table in your robe and slippers and a cup of coffee and some buttered toast, you know.
Well, I am a little conflicted because people who have played for him, the Bucks' new coach to be officially named, called Coach Bud, but the last name is Budenholzer. So I get you're not saying Coach Bud, but there is just a little bit, the difference.
We're going to have to dial it back on last names and stop working on nicknames like just call him Giannis and just call him Bud. And, you know, we're getting a little out of control here.
Right.
Well, those
right.
names and are Bud, long of course, and complicated.
Bud in Milwaukee, I'm not sure that flies all that well.
Yeah.
Well, you know, even Nelson was shortened to Nelly. I guess that was too much to
That's
handle.
That's the nature of sports, though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Monitor
like
became Molly.
Brewers media. You guys would go to spring training and they'd give you the media guy. You guys remember all the, you know, and they put the guy's nickname in there.
Sure.
Mike Fetters, nickname Fett.
Yeah.
Oh, really? That's clever.
So no matter what it is, we'll chop two or three syllables off of it.
Yep. Makes it easier. And it makes it real kind of familiar, casual, comfortable.
I remember in the Brewer Media Guide under where Paul Molitor was, it said nickname, and it was the Igniter. And Brian used to go, nobody goes up to him and says, hi, the Igniter.
Right, Molly. Hey, Molly.
I just said Paul. Hey, Paul. How you doing? Yeah. And we'll see him this weekend, but we'll talk about that after we get to. So our coach was not dismissed, but Atlanta said, okay, you have 2 years left in your contract, but you know what? We'll find somebody else. You go find another job. What happened there exactly?
You know what? I actually think that was the best thing for all parties, to be honest with you. Okay, here's the – Mike Budenholzer is becoming the new head coach of the Bucks. The Bucks haven't officially announced it, but it is done, it is agreed upon, et cetera. And the deal was worked out, officially finalized yesterday. Budenholzer was a coach in Atlanta for 5 years after a long span with the San Antonio Spurs, where he won 4 world championships. The Hawks were not good his first year. Then they were very good for the next 3 years. Then last year, they basically gutted their roster and dropped way back down. Well, you know, he was used to being a team near the top. He'd been at the Spurs, and he had the Hawks up there. He wasn't too keen on, you know, this rebuild that Atlanta's going through and changing over to young players. And quite honestly, the Hawks were ready to do, let's go with a young developmental coach, that sort of thing. This just wasn't the right fit. So the Hawks and Budenholzer mutually agreed to part ways. And why that's a nice thing is because he was originally being mentioned as a candidate for some other teams before the Hawks did that. Well, if it was still where he was their property, they could have gotten a first-round draft choice or something for him. But by letting him go free, then he can come to the Bucks with no compensation required. So Budenholzer comes to the Bucks. The Hawks are moving on in kind of a new phase of young players.
All right, and he's a Brock went over all the things he likes to do. He likes to play defense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think every coach likes to play defense. Getting your team to play defense is a whole different animal. Coach, what do you think about defense? No coach has ever gone into an interview with an owner or a general manager and said, defense, overrated. I'm not worried about
we
that.
We don't play defense. We play schmefense.
Right. I want a team. Give me a team of chuckers. That's what I want. Guy's not afraid to launch that MRF-er. That's what I'm talking about. Something for the crowd.
Plenty of coaches have gotten that team of chuckers. I'll tell you that, whether they wanted it or not. All right. Yeah, I guess we're going to try to outdoor team.
Okay, Mr. Budenholzer is a win now guy. He's not going to rebuild. and take what we have and go with it?
Yeah, yeah. In fact, I think you know, I think ownership impressed on all the candidates in this situation. We're not going to really have a lot of patience. You know, we have plenty of good players on this roster. We're going into a new arena. There should be some openings in the Eastern Conference next year. We're looking for pretty quick results.
If anything,
I think that's why you had to get an experience coach. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just think that's why they had to get somebody with some credibility and some experience to say, not just, well, this is what I want to do, this is what I've shown I can do.
Well, especially with this roster. This roster, like you said, is loaded with talent. And you would, if we get a coach who comes in here and we get the same thing, it's going to be a huge letdown. If we get a team that plays inconsistent defense, is up and down as far as, well, we beat this team and then we lose this game. How does that happen? We've been there. We're ready to jump up to, I'll say it, be one of the elite teams in the NBA. That's one of the teams that's mentioned when you talk about, well, who could make a run this year? Well, who could make a run? Well, the Bucks could. They're loaded. Yep. They've got a superstar. Yep. They've got a decent supporting cast. I don't know what we're missing.
I completely agree with you. I think, you know, Bucks fans have wanted to believe and have been optimistic the last few years, but it's been stagnant. There's no question. And you have a top 10 for sure NBA talent on your team, and he's signed, and he's a hard worker, and he's about self-improvement. He's only going to be better next year. He was healthy the last few years. You're not missing games with him. This is a team that should be poised to go ahead. And again, Budenholzer is a guy who won 60 games with an Atlanta Hawks roster that had talent as well, but it's not a ton of marquee elite players in the NBA. So to me, that's one of the hidden things here with Budenholzer and his staff, I guess. They've gotten a lot of development out of guys they had in Atlanta, kind of second-tier players or second-round draft choices, and got a lot out of those players who've been better in that Atlanta system than they were anywhere else in the NBA. A guy like Kent Bazemore, for instance. Eric, Rock would know from seeing players like that. They really produced under Budenholzer with those Hawk teams. And you would think there are some guys on this Bucks roster who have who are kind of still rough diamonds. You can polish them up, and they should be able to take a step.
All right, so what are the chances? And it happens all the time when coaches jump from one team to another. They collect up a few guys from the team they left. Mm-hmm. You see any Hawks, former Hawks on the Bucks?
Yeah, I don't know. Dennis Schroeder, you guys know Dennis Schroeder? He's got that little blonde fleck in his hair, a real charismatic kind of player. He's their point guard. He's actually from Germany or grew up in Germany.
He'd fit right in here, wouldn't he, Timmy?
Well, and this week in Germany, he had a press conference. He said, well, I could see myself being traded to the Pacers or the Bucks. People are like, wow, where's that come from? So maybe he's got some inside info. He's a point guard.
As we get our team together.
Oh, it's the Bucks. We mentioned it on the news the other night on Fox 6, and we pulled up the picture of Dennis Schroeder's car. If you guys are sitting there, Dennis Schroeder's got himself a nice, solid gold Audi. So, if he'd get traded to the Bucks and tool that thing around, that'd be some sharp motoring downtown for sure.
Sure.
So maybe Dennis Schroeder. One day we do expect to come to Milwaukee. Darvin Ham, who's an assistant coach.
Yeah, there it is.
Darvin has been on the program with us. Darvin was actually a lot of fun to have on the show.
Great personality. Yeah, the Ham Slamwich is what they used to call him on the court. And he had some monster dunks. So he's a real aggressive player, a great personality, kind of a quirky fun personality type, which you guys would know. So he should be coming back to Milwaukee as part of the assistant coaching staff.
Schroeder's car looks like some kind of James Bond villain vehicle.
Exactly.
You couldn't get any more gold on that car.
No.
It is gold everywhere you can put gold.
See, granted, that'd probably be a summer car here in Wisconsin. But still, you gotta hope that he gets here just for that reason.
I will put you in the trunk of my car, Mr. Bond.
It's solid gold.
Yeah.
Which one's yours? The gold one. The gold car is my car.
No, what? Where did I park my car? Yeah. Where is that?